Joining us right now on Breakthrough Entertainment are filmmakers Richard Glatzer and Wash Westmoreland, who wrote and directed the new biographical drama, The Last of Robin Hood. First of all, guys, thank you for taking the time to talk with us.
Thank you, Joe.
Let me tell our listeners a little bit about the movie. In it, Kevin Kline portrays Errol Flynn, a swashbuckling Hollywood star and notorious ladies' man who undertakes a liaison with aspiring actress Beverly Adland, portrayed here by Dakota Fanning, that eventually comes to a crashing end when events force the relationship into the open, sparking an avalanche of publicity. So what was the intrigue with this particular part of Hollywood history, and what compelled you two to make a movie about it?
Well, our first point of entry into the story was from the book that the mother of Beverly Adlon wrote. Florence Adlon wrote this book that was called The Big Love, and it was published in 1961. And Richard encountered the book through one of his mentors. So the starting point was the mother's book, and from that point we got to know Beverly Adlon and got her side of the story, and we read extensively about Errol Flynn and did a lot of Flynn research and talked to all the Flynn experts that we could to get his part of the story right too.
Excellent. And I think that a key piece of any biographical drama, especially those like The Last of Robin Hood, that deal with figures with whom many people are familiar, is casting. Kevin Kline not only gives a great performance here as Errol Flynn, but he also looks the part. How did you know that he and his co-stars Dakota Fanning and Susan Sarandon were right for these roles?
Well, for Errol Flynn, I think Kevin is the natural choice. Flynn had this charisma, this ability to take over the room with an anecdote, this ability to, you know, theatrically project. All these qualities Kevin has just so perfectly. Kevin is just such a committed, finely tuned actor, and just seemed to have the right personal qualities to take on the role. And certainly if you look at the movie Chaplin, where he plays Douglas Fairbank as well, you can see how he gets into his swashbuckling mode. He's absolutely terrific in that as well. As for Susan, I think she was dream casting. It's so interesting. We've both been huge fans of Susan for many years. And in a Susan Sarandon movie, usually she's the one who's right. You know, she's Louise in Thelma and Louise. She's like fierce and she's right and she's pushing that. And you're like, yes, Susan Sarandon is telling me what to think. This is the right course. In this movie, Susan's got the same amount of force, but she's really saying the wrong thing. Like, Florence is a character who, you know, is very deluded in many ways and who has this kind of willful blindness about what's going on with her daughter and Errol Flynn, and then later becomes quite manipulative around the issues of the fame that the story generates. So it's interesting to see this her doing a role of a woman who isn't the moral center of the story. And then Dakota, I think, is, you know, perfect casting for Beverly because she's such a complicated actress and such an old soul. And in many of the scenes, you feel like Beverly is, you know, the grown-up in the room. Like Flynn and Florence have a lot of fireworks, but Beverly has this kind of authority. And Dakota absolutely brings that. She was wonderful to work with.
Terrific. So what kind of research did you two do in preparation for the project?
Starting from the book, we got to know the original author of the book, Ted Tomey, who was a wonderful gentleman who lived in Long Beach, and he gave us a lot of insight into Florence's character, as did his wife, Pat Tomey. They knew her very well. They put us in touch with Beverly Adlon. We had to write a letter to her. We just had her address, and she was very guarded about talking to people because she always feels like, in many ways, the story was kind of went so tabloid when she was young. She's very careful about who she'll talk to about it. And we were kind of vetted by a friend of hers, and then we were invited up to meet her, and we became friends with Beverly. And she told us in a very unfiltered way what happened. And then our Flynn research was very extensive. We read everything about Errol Flynn, and we also got in touch with some, you know, Flynn experts like Robert Florzak, who's one of America's leading authorities on Flynn. We wanted it to be authentic. Beverly introduced us to Ronnie Shedlow, who was Flynn's chauffeur at this point, And he was a wonderful gentleman, a wonderful source of information, and told us a lot of things that aren't even in the biographies. Like, he was the person who drove them up, drove Flynn and Beverly up to meet Stanley Kubrick when Kubrick was making Spartacus, because Kubrick was interested in casting him as Humbert Humbert in Lolita, which has so many layers of irony to it. That was a real life detail that we found from Ronnie Shedlow, who was very much, you know, in favor of this project and gave us a lot of feedback about what Flynn's personality was really like.
Great, great. So if viewers were to come away from watching The Last of Robin Hood with some sort of general theme, lesson, message, or idea, what do you two hope that might be?
I think it's about values that you choose to live your life by, and if you really see fame and Hollywood as the ultimate goal in your life, the dangers of pursuing that course with disregard to other things in your life. I think in the end, Beverly's walking away from the course that her mother charted for her, which was, you know, to be a Hollywood star. But she's walking away from that and choosing her own path in life, which did bring her happiness. She had a very happy family life in Palmdale. But she still had a glow in her eye when she talked about the Flynn years, for sure. But she made her own choices. I think so many people see the immortality that fame bestows as being the thing that is worth pursuing, and this film really looks at the price of that.
Okay, very good. And the flip side of that last question is what you took away from the experience making the movie. Did it teach you anything in particular about yourselves?
You learn a lot about yourself when you make a film. Previous to this, our films hadn't had movie stars in them. And working with movie stars of the caliber of Kevin Kline, Susan Sarandon, and Dakota Fanning is a huge education. You have to step up to that role. So that was something that I felt like was an evolution in myself through this process, and for Richard also. So that was something we learned. I feel that the reason why I've always wanted to make films is, it's kind of like every film project brings you into a new area of life. Like this, we immersed ourselves in the 1950s and in, you know, this culture of Hollywood and sort of this, you know, the world of Errol Flynn. In our previous film, Quinceañera, we immersed ourselves in like Latino culture in Echo Park and got to know a tremendous amount about that. In our next film that we're just completing, Still Alice, it's about a woman who has Alzheimer's, so we learned a tremendous amount from the Alzheimer's community. It's like it's the greatest thing about being a filmmaker is you get to have this life of different chapters, so you're always learning something new. The bad thing is you never know when that next film's going to be, so there's an uncertainty and a precariousness to the existence that can be sometimes terrifying. Richard said the film taught him how to direct with an iPad. Richard actually lost his voice 3 years ago as a result of developing Lou Gehrig's disease. And it would put a lot of people off. A lot of people would be like, oh, that's it, now I'm retiring. Richard's like, I want to make movies. And he was on the set every day directing these huge actors using an iPad, like typing into the iPad, you know, ideas and instructions for them. And it actually worked really well. One time we were talking about whether we were going to have a good enough weather to shoot on this scene at an airport where we had tons of extras running around. And Richard was talking to Kevin about it, and Kevin said, from your iPad to God's iPad.
That's awesome. Well, once again, I want to thank you filmmakers Richard Glatzer and Wash Westmoreland for taking the time to talk with us here on Breakthrough Entertainment. We really look forward to having you on the show again soon, and wish you the best of luck with the release of The Last of Robin Hood.
Joseph, I'm sure we'll get another chance to talk, and thank you for today. It's been great.